Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Billboard.com Pop Shop Podcast. I'm Keith Caulfield, Senior Director of Charts at Billboard.
And I am Katie Atkinson, Billboard's Deputy Editor Digital.
Hello, Katie.
Hey, Keith.
How are you?
Great. How about yourself?
I am swell because, as always, the Billboard Pop Shop Podcast is your one-stop shop for all things pop on Billboard's weekly charts. In addition, you can always count on a lively discussion about the latest pop news, fun chart stats and stories, new music, and guest interviews with music stars and folks from the world of pop.
Today on the show, we'll be talking about chart news from Thomas Rhett, Miley Cyrus, and Elton John, plus our predictions for what could be the song of the summer 2019. Will it be Lil Nas X's Old Town Road featuring Billy Ray Cyrus?
Maybe.
Or will there be a surprise contender to enter the ring?
Who knows?
We'll see.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned until Labor Day. But first, before we get started, if you enjoy the podcast, subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast provider. And if you want to explore more podcasts from Billboard, visit billboard.com/podcasts. Okie dokie, let's talk about the charts. First up, Thomas Rhett, noted pop star, not really, country star, notches his second number one album on the Billboard 200 chart as Centerpoint Road debuts atop the tally. Three fun chart facts about this debut. Number one, it's the first country album to hit number one on the Billboard 200 in 2019. The last country album to be number one was Kane Brown's Experiment back on the November 24th, 2018 dated chart when it debuted at number one. Number two, Centerpoint Road starts with 76,000 equivalent album units, of which 45,000 were in album sales. Both figures represent the biggest weeks of 2019 for any country album, and the largest since Experiment's debut week, which earned 126,000 units, and 107,000 of those were in album sales when Experiment debuted at number one. And number three, as I hold up two fingers to Katie, number three, Centerpoint Road launches with 33.59 million on-demand audio streams for its songs in its debut week. That is the biggest streaming debut ever for a country album.
Wow.
Yeah, so country finally making some inroads in a world dominated by hip-hop.
Yeah, especially knowing how popular Kane Brown is with streaming. The fact that Thomas beat him.
Yeah, well, I mean, and I assume that Luke Combs with his new album will probably...
As streaming just continues to grow.
Yeah, and there's certain country artists that have... traction more with country.
Skew younger.
Like yeah. Thomas and Maren Morris and
yep.
Luke Combs. And,
yep.
Yeah. Also on the Billboard 200, Elton John gets his 20th top 10 as his greatest hit set, Diamonds, vaults from number 23 to number 7 in the wake of the release of the film Rocket Man. The fantastical musical based on the life of John was released in U.S. movie theaters on May 31st. And, of course, features a bevy of his most well-known hits. John got his first top 10 album on the chart dated January 30th, 1971, when his self-titled release climbed from number 11 to number 7. Fun fact, John has notched top 10 albums in the 1970s, 1990s, 2000s, and 2010s. But weirdly, not in the 1980s.
Very weirdly.
Yeah. And it's not like he wasn't successful
right.
in the 1980s. He scored 8 top 40 albums in that decade.
That's all?
Just, yeah.
He only 8 out of those 10 years?
Well, 8 top 40 albums, not like one in every year.
Well, yeah, but just like within that decade.
Yes. It's just none of them went top 10.
That's wild.
Weird. Lastly, and we're still sticking with the top 10 of the Billboard 200. It's a heavy Billboard 200 chart.
That's Keith's chart. It's Keith's baby.
It's my chart. It's my baby, whether you like it or not. Still in the top 10 on the Billboard 200, Miley Cyrus claims her 12th top 10 as her new EP, She Is Coming, bows at number 5. It starts with 36,000 units, of which 12,000 are in album sales. The 6-song EP is the first of a promised 3 EPs that will lead into a larger album project named She Is Miley Cyrus. Previous artists that have released a series of EPs that built into a longer album.
Ooh.
It's in our script. It's not like you're guessing.
Yeah, but I could have guessed anyway.
Include who?
John Mayer.
with his The Search for Everything album. And that was a weird sound. And Jason Mraz with We Sing, We Dance, We Steal Things. You know, in this age when albums mean different things to different people, and with streaming the way it is and consumption the way it is, people have to try weird and interesting things to get people engaged. And instead of Miley just dropping a full album, or just maybe dripping out singles every other week, she's dropping an EP and then maybe letting that percolate for a few weeks and then dropping another EP.
Exactly.
Yeah, why not? Over on the Billboard Hot 100, there's a song from the She Is Coming EP named Mother's Daughter, which debuts at number 54. And that scores Cyrus her 47th hit on the Hot 100. Just 47. Mm-hmm. Just 47. That includes all of her Hannah Montana alter ego stuff, yes, by the way.
Because just FYI, Miley Cyrus is Hannah Montana.
I don't know if you knew that. She has the best of both worlds.
Yes, she does.
Elsewhere on the Hot 100, the highest debut goes to Katy Perry's Never Really Over, which starts at number 15. And right behind her, at number 16, is Cardi B's new single, Press. Up at number 1, Lil Nas X's Old Town Road, featuring Billy Ray Cyrus, spends a 10th week atop the tally.
Well, speaking of Old Town Road, the single leads Billboard's Songs of the Summer chart for a second week. We just introduced the 2019 Songs of the Summer chart last week, and it's going to run through Labor Day, or the chart dated September 17th. So last year, Drake's In My Feelings wrapped as the number one song of the summer. And then in 2017, Luis Fonsi and David Yankee.
It's the American
that's
version.
That's his given name, no. Daddy Yankee's Despacito featuring Justin Bieber wore the crown after Drake's One Dance featuring Wizkid and Kyla reigned in 2016, and Omi's Cheerleader took top honors in 2015.
Yeah.
Previous number one songs of the summer this decade, we've got Iggy Azalea's Fancy featuring Charlie XCX in 2014, Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines featuring T.I. and Pharrell in 2013, Carly Rae Jepsen's Call Me Maybe in 2012, LMFAO's Party Rock Anthem featuring Lauren Bennett and Goon Rock in 2011, and fittingly, Katy Perry's Sunny California Girls featuring Snoop Dogg in 2010.
Ooh, could Katy come back?
Yeah, I mean, maybe she should. We both like this song a lot, so maybe she should. So, Keith, do we know, only 2 weeks into this chart, whether Old Town Road is going to be the song of the summer in 2019? Like, do we just call it now, or are there songs below it on the list that could, you know, come from behind?
Maybe.
Okay, so last year's song of the summer, Drake's In My Feelings, wasn't even on the chart when we launched it. It didn't come on the chart until July 14th.
That is true.
And then it spent the rest of the summer at number one.
That is true again. So if we think of it that way, could there be something that is maybe on the chart right now, but below Old Town Road, that could overtake Lil Nas X?
Which we discussed earlier, Omi's Cheerleader was on the Hot 100 when the Songs of the Summer chart debuted, but like way down.
Yeah, and then it moved up.
And then ended up getting to number one and eventually getting the crown over See You Again from Fast and Furious.
Yeah, Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth. Yeah, yeah. So let's first look at the stuff that's on the chart, but not number one.
Yes.
So we got Billie Eilish's Bad Guy, which is currently at number two for a second week.
And feels like it's just climbing all the time.
We got Katy Perry's Never Really Over, which, as we earlier mentioned, debuts at number 15, and Cardi B's Press, which debuts at number 16. Both of those are kind of wild cards. Like, will they actually sustain momentum and grow into, like, number one hits? I don't know.
They could.
They could, but considering their track record and how popular Cardi B and Katy have been previously, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Katy, this one I know you suggested.
Yeah, Suge from DaBaby, which is a very viral hit. It's got a viral video that goes along with it. But as Keith told me today, the song actually grew in radio play this week and lost some traction in streaming, because I think of it as being this big streaming only hit.
Started off as a big streaming hit, and I think radio is starting to play catch up now.
Once it hit the top 10 on the Hot 100,
like
I'm sure they're like,
Road did.
What is this?
What is this Shug song? What is this Shug?
And it feels like the kind of song that still has a lot of discovery left to go. People definitely don't, like, across the board know this song yet. So it's got room to grow.
There's Shawn Mendes with If I Can't Have You. It debuted at number 2 5 weeks ago and then fell, but it moves 15 to 14 this week and has lots of room to grow, especially with airplay.
Yeah, it feels like that's the kind of thing that's going to be a slower airplay grow and just keep building.
And then, Katie, you were pointing out Luke Combs's Beer Never Broke My Heart.
It just feels like a summery song. Like, it feels like the kind of thing you play at, like, a barbecue or a tailgate.
I don't deny that, but will it ever go to number one? Most likely, no.
It could go top 10, though. Like, what was it? Sam Hunt's,
Body Like a Back Road?
Yeah, like, that had a climb, and it feels like Luke Combs is kind of at that moment where I would guess that a lot of, like, you know, Nashville pop stations might start playing this one, too, during the summer.
True, good point.
And then I had a very long shot to bring up too, because Lizzo is having a real moment right now. Of course, her song Truth Hurts, which was featured in the Netflix movie Someone Great, and that was kind of like how people discovered that. That song's actually top 40 right now in the Hot 100. But my long shot is her song Juice, which, if you haven't heard the song yet, is so fun and reminds me of kind of like the first time I heard like Uptown Funk, or it just feels like a song that should be played at a wedding, kind of a party starter.
Mm-hmm.
And so it feels like the kind of thing that, like, if, you know, if it gets wider, if my mom knows what this song is, it's the kind of thing that could just keep building and building.
Yeah.
For me as well. It needs a big look.
I'm actually verifying your statistics.
Oh, was I right about Truth Hurts?
Well, I don't know. I'm waiting.
Oh, no. Maybe it was last week. Let's look it up.
I'm waiting for our chart system to load. In the meantime,
I can look at what it was last week while you're looking at the official.
In the meantime, let's focus on maybe some songs that
it
haven't...
was number 26 last week.
Okay.
But I don't know what it is this week.
Okay, stop recoiling into a ball over there. Well, when our chart system refreshes, I'll tell you where it is this week.
Yes.
In the meantime, maybe there's a song that just isn't even on the chart yet.
Well, like we said, Scorpion from Drake actually didn't even debut until June 29th last year. And so that's why, in my feelings, the video and the meme and the whole thing, the challenge, that all didn't happen until after Scorpion debuted on June 29th. So... is there going to be a surprise, massive, you know, hip-hop album? Is Drake going to drop an album at the end of June? Who knows?
Drake could drop an album tonight.
I mean, yeah. And
right now, he's already released three albums, probably. Yeah.
As of our recording on Monday, there are no new Drake albums. Yeah, so we'll see.
There could be Chris Brown's No Guidance featuring Drake, which just came out. Yeah, well, I don't know. It's Drake. Anything is possible.
I mean, and we also kind of talked about the fact that there's Taylor Swift. You know, she obviously has Me out now, but that's on a downward trajectory at the moment. But could, you know, her next song that comes from whatever her new album, which has no date yet,
right.
Could Taylor's next song, you know, strike fire? We'll see.
There could be any number of random hip-hop songs from Kanye maybe on the horizon. Rihanna has an album in the works. I mean...
Lil Nas X has yet to release his debut album, or EP, I believe, there's seven songs.
He could prevent himself
exactly
from having the song of the summer.
Oh, and I mentioned Luke Combs, but like another country long shot is Kane Brown. He has a song called Short Skirt Weather. I mean, if that doesn't scream like summer jam, I don't know what does.
Short Skirt.
Although, weather. As of last week, it wasn't even on the Hot 100. He performed it on the CMT Music Awards on Wednesday. That could give it a boost, but we'll see where it ends up going.
Mm.
Has your chart not loaded yet?
Nope, still not.
WTF.
I feel like once we go into this other room...
At least I know that I didn't lie about it being top 40 at some point.
Right.
On the Hot
100. It very well may be top 40 right now. Well, who knows which of those songs might actually be the song of the summer, if any of them. It could
TBD.
It could frankly just be Old Town Road.
Yeah,
we could be looking at Old Town Road number one until Christmas.
Yeah, it's.
I'm looking for the Christmas remix of "I've Got the Reindeer in the Back." Santa's in his bag.
In the bag. That's actually really good. You should definitely steal that.
Just Little Nas X, you can take the idea from me. It's kind of like Macarena. I think they had a Christmas Macarena.
Oh, they did? I don't know Christmas Macarena.
They had a couple different variations.
Feliz Navidad Macarena?
I don't know. There are a lot of permutations. Well, who knows what will be the song of the summer. Tell us your suggestions.
Yeah, please tweet us. Let us know. And tell us if you think it's just going to be some song we haven't even heard of yet.
And now, it's time for the Chart Stat of the Week. Gotta have some love. 40 years ago this week... Donna Summer's classic album, Bad Girls, hit number one on the Billboard 200 chart. The double album jumped from number three to number one on the list dated June 16th, 1979, and spent a total of six non-consecutive weeks atop the list. Now, the album launched four top 40 hit singles, including three that reached the top two of the Hot 100 chart. Hot Stuff, which spent 3 weeks at number one, the title track, which ruled for 5 weeks, and Dim All the Lights, which was stuck at number two for 2 weeks. And guess what? Bad Girls was the song of the summer for 1979 by Donna Summer, while Hot Stuff was the number four song of the summer. Again, another song by Donna Summer. There's a summer theme here. Now, Bad Girls, the album, wasn't just a commercial success. It was also warmly received by the Recording Academy as it generated five Grammy Award nominations. The album itself was up for Album of the Year, Best Disco Recording, and Best Pop Vocal Performance Female. All three of those allowed albums to contend in those categories in addition to songs. And Bad Girls also generated two more nominations for its songs. Dim All the Lights was nominated for Best R&B Vocal Performance Female, while Hot Stuff was up for Best Rock Vocal Performance Female, and it won that category. So there you have it. 40 years ago this week, Donna Summer's Bad Girls toot-tooted and beep-beeped its way to number one on the Billboard 200 chart. Okie dokie, so lots of chart news from Miley, Elton, Thomas, debuts from Katie, Cardi, everyone with a kuh sound, possibilities for Song of the Summer. We've got not only a Song of the Summer pontification, but a chart set of the week around Donna Summer, who had the Song of the Summer in 1979.
Do you see how we plan these things?
We didn't plan it this way. All right, so any parting words?
Oh, man. I'm excited that it's summer. It's really nice here in LA, you guys. It's real sunny.
If you look at the weather, it's hotter than it's ever been in the northern part of Finland in the Arctic Circle.
Okay, that's a lot of information that I don't know why you have.
Because, you know, I follow global warming trends to see if the jet stream has broken down lately.
Way to Debbie Downer my summer excitement.
Yes. Who will be Song of the Summer? We may not even be on Earth at the end of the summer. We could be drowning.
We got a good 40,
yeah, we've
50
got great
years.
Weather in LA, but we might be drowning because the ice caps have melted.
Oh my God!
But let's talk about the horses in the
note.
Back instead.
We cannot leave on this note.
So what?
We need a very upbeat song to go out on.
What a happy upbeat song
oh
should
my
we go
goodness.
Out on? Walking on Sunshine.
Yes, yes, yes.
By Katrina and the Waves.
Love that song.
See you guys next time.
Bye.